After a year marked by budget constraints, the loss of a full-time school librarian, and the first layoffs of non-tenured teachers the district has ever faced, Cass Pook and Eric Van Sice are gearing up for another school board run, knowing there may be more difficult decisions ahead. 57-year-old Van Sice moved to Sitka nearly 25 years ago from Hoonah as a Forest Service employee. He worked for Search EMS Department through the late 90s, and in 2014, he was hired on as the gear manager for the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. He was voted onto the board 3 years ago when the district began to see the writing on the wall with state budget cuts and how those would impact local schools.
With the state, federal, and certainly our local budgetary constraints going on, we come down to literally looking at pennies and expenditures, and it's the very, very least favorite option, especially losing any staff.
Van Sice says if he's elected for another term, his top priority is protecting teachers' jobs.
What can we do to try and stave off these kinds of uncertainty with not only tenured and non-tenured staff? It gets down to, unfortunately, where you're looking at things like the Performing Arts Building.
Funding the Sitka Performing Arts Center was a hot-button issue during the last school board session, with supporters of the PAC turning out in large numbers at school board meetings. The PAC operates with a budget of $240,000. Van Sice says he hopes in the future the board can find a way to make the building revenue neutral.
When you look at the overall budget for the district, it's not a big piece of the pie, but when you find out that, there's some operational funds there, and that generates a lot of public discussion and interest, and that's one of the secondary things I'd like to continue to work with as a board, as ways for the Performing Arts Center to hopefully at some point become revenue neutral, so that we don't have to keep looking at things like that as a way to try and save a teacher's position.
Also running for re-election is 56-year-old Cass Pook, born and raised in Sitka. For the last 18 years, she's worked for Search in behavioral health. She's been on the school board for 17 years, the longest of anyone currently serving. Pook says the biggest changes have been reductions in Secure Rural Schools, a federal program that allows money from the Forest Service to be redirected to the school district at a higher rate, and the drop in the price of oil.
We have no wiggle room. Absolutely no wiggle room anymore. So we are dependent on the legislature. We're dependent on the city, local funding.
She says she's happy with the work Superintendent Mary Wegner and business manager Cassie Olin have done, line item by line item.
They have really worked hard in the past 3 years to take a lot of the wiggle room out of our budget.
Pook is also on the board for the Alaska Association of School Boards and says if reelected, she hopes to continue to advocate on a state level. And as the longest running board member at the Sitka level, she believes her perspective can help add context for other board members.
It's also important to have the history of our budget sessions and how things have changed dramatically in how do we build revenue. How do we handle taxes in the city of Sitka?
Both Pook and Van Sice said collaboration is key to their decisions to return to the board. Van Sice says he's proud of the way the board and staff have worked together this year, mentioning an application called Padlet that allowed the board to poll staff anonymously.
While it wasn't perfect, it enabled us to have a series of questions that staff could respond to anonymously, and it really deepened our input and involvement of the staff. So I think that was something that, in the end result, when we got done with a very difficult budget season, I tend to think that the staff and us as a board felt like we had really given it an honest effort.
Though they both lament frustrations with the budget and funding, they remain optimistic.
I really truly believe that we're going in the right direction.
Pook and Van Sice will run for re-election this fall. The municipal election is October 2nd, 2018. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.